Want to learn how to be an entrepreneur?
You are dedicated and devoted to a life of developing new ideas and innovations, willing to take calculated career risks, achieving independent wealth and success. Then you are ready to experience the entrepreneur effect. We'll highlight opportunities for entrepreneurs in digital marketing through interesting, practical, and thought-provoking interviews and monologues. Increase your income and be your own boss by listening to The Entrepreneur Effect. Please welcome your host, a 25-year veteran in sales, management, and business development, Dush Ramachandran.
Hi, and welcome to Entrepreneur Effect. This is Dush Ramachandran, and our guest today is Crystal Glanshai, who is the founder and CEO of Venture Lab, which is a nonprofit that runs experiential learning programs in youth entrepreneurship. And she's also the director of the Blackstone Launchpad at the University of Texas. Welcome, Crystal.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. So, you know, one of the things that's always been very interesting to me is the idea of bringing more young women into the STEM educational system. For those that might be unfamiliar with it, it's the notion of bringing more young women into science, technology, engineering, medicine, and fields like that, rather than the traditional feminine roles that have been set in society. You know, like nursing and teaching and so on. So that's a very, very important and very critical endeavor that we should all focus on. So I'm delighted, Crystal, that you have a lot to do with this, and I'm hoping we can learn more about the best ways of doing that. So could you kick us off by just telling us a little bit about sort of the situation as it exists today, and why it's so critical that we bring more girls and young women into science and technology?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we're seeing in the news that this is a really big problem. We already have this pipeline problem of women going into STEM careers, going into coding, into tech companies. We're losing them within the companies, and we're also not getting enough of them to go into these companies. So, you know, in elementary school, about 74% of girls are interested in STEM, and they really love math and they love science. And then as they become teens, they really start to lose this confidence in math and science. You know, sometimes they're not encouraged, they lack other women mentors, and they start to become more timid and feel like they don't belong. And by the time we get to high school and college, we're left with only about, you know, 14% of girls interested in STEM careers. And in college, you have, I mean, it ranges anywhere from 20 to 27% of women and girls going into engineering and STEM. And for me, you know, STEM, our future, everything is going to be technologically enabled. It doesn't matter if you're in art, if you're in music, whatever it is, we're all going to need a comfort with technology. We're going to need to understand it. Technology is changing at a rapid pace. So I feel if we're not bringing girls into these STEM careers, then we're already going to be losing even more of our population. I mean, we want both women and men creating the future. So it's just, for me, it's really critical that we bring more girls into these fields.
Absolutely. I think that makes perfect sense. So help us understand a little bit as to why girls who may be interested in science and technology and math when they're younger become timid or lose their interest or somehow sort of wander away from the sciences. What are the societal factors at play, and what can we as a society do to encourage more girls and young women to enter into the science and, you know, the math fields?
Yeah, well, I think we lose girls in STEM for multiple reasons. One of them, you know, cultural iconography. So even as a child, if you're watching cartoons, you know, there you don't see that many strong female leads or even strong female scientists. Like I can think of, oh gosh, what's it called? Johnny Test. So here's this main character, this boy who always gets into trouble, and he's got these two amazingly smart science sisters, but they are always causing issues. They're not the stars of the show. Like Johnny's really the star. I'm trying to think of other things. I mean, there's Dora the Explorer, but that's really for really young kids and they don't really focus on STEM. And even the Big Bang Theory, you look at one of the main characters, I cannot remember her name for the life of me right now, but you know, it's a bunch of really smart scientists and here's the one girl who is not very techie. So I really believe it's a lot of the stuff that girls grow up watching on TV where they just don't see girls being in these leadership or STEM positions or into science or math. And then, you know, girls get into school and they may hear from their teachers or students in the classroom, well, you know, girls aren't good at math, or even hearing from their parents, you know, a lot of women aren't always in science or technology, and they'll say something simple like, oh, you know, we're not math people. Oh, we're not science people. So it's kind of this gender bias that kids are hearing at home and at school. And also just what I see sometimes, just really this lack of encouragement and lack of role models for girls.
Yeah, and I think you make a good point. You know, the Big Bang Theory, the popular TV show, I think the character you were thinking of was Penny.
Yes,
is the,
Penny.
Who is the attractive girl who lives mm-hmm. across the hallway from the three scientists. And, of course, later on in the show, they bring on this other two other female scientists, a microbiologist and a neuroscientist, Amy Farrah Fowler, and what's her name? Bernadette Rustenkowski.
And one of them is actually a scientist in real life, I believe.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, she is. And so it's, you know, that show did kind of redress the balance a little bit. It started off being somewhat hackneyed, where you have the one pretty girl amongst these geeks and mm-hmm. Playing on the sort of social inadequacies and the social discomfort of the guys to the somewhat vapid, unintelligent foil of the girl. But, you know, they later sort of made up for that. The show, I think, is in its 11th season now, so... Mm-hmm. A clue to its longevity is probably the fact that
it's changing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has changed over time. And I think that's a particularly important lesson for all of us to take, that the traditional view of women as, you know, homemakers and caregivers and nurturers is not exclusively the only way to look at women. And I think that's a very important point to make. We just have a couple of minutes in this segment, so very quickly, what are some of the efforts underway to bring more women into science and technology?
Well, I think there's a lot of, you know, really great groups working to bring girls into STEM, to science and technology. There's Girls Who Code, Black Girls Who Code, code.org, the Girl Scouts. I was really excited that they just recently announced some new STEM badges. So I think people are really starting to see that it's really important that we bring girls into STEM. I think from Venture Lab's perspective, we try to bring STEM to life for girls by teaching them entrepreneurship. So teaching them that it's not just 2 + 2 = 4. It's not just black and white coding. You're actually solving a problem that's going to end up helping society.
Right. And so we'll discuss this a little bit deeper after the break. But the one thought that occurs to me is the immediate thought is that perhaps, you know, we in America are sort of leading the world in terms of girls in STEM. But I don't know if that's necessarily true or it's just a belief. But we'd love to explore that that thought with you a little bit further as we come back from the break. So we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Crystal Blanchai. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more of The Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
How much are your best ideas worth? PriorThings.com gives you an added layer of protection for all of your intellectual property, ideas, and creative things. New business idea, pitch deck, PowerPoint presentation, song lyrics, source code, killer blog posts. We help you protect it all. How do we do it? We use the same technology platform that secures transactions for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Learn more at PriorThings.com. Check out exclusive listener pricing for Cranberry Radio listeners by going to bit.ly/FounderCircle.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, ZoSocial, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. ZoSocial is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let ZoSocial give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to zosocial.com.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
And here we are. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. My special guest today is Crystal Blanchai. And we're talking about bringing women and girls into science and technology careers and education. Crystal, by the way, is the founder and CEO of Venture Lab, a nonprofit that runs experiential learning programs, and she's also the director of the Blackstone Launchpad at the University of Texas. So, Crystal, just before the break, we were talking about, you know, efforts underway to bring more girls into STEM education. So, for the benefit of our listeners, do we lead the world in America in that area, or are there other countries that are doing better than us?
You know, that's a really great question. I know for a fact that there are other countries doing better than us, in particular with getting girls into STEM. So that question just really made me have to go and check. And so I was looking actually at computer science degrees awarded to women. And interestingly enough, it looks like Mexico has a higher ratio of women who are awarded computer science degrees. And even looking at, you know, girls versus boys test scores, I'm seeing, you know, Finland, Switzerland, Japan, all of those countries leading the U.S. So that's actually a really interesting question. And I actually don't even quite know why these countries are leading more than we are. But I do know that I think Finland has a very good education system, especially about bringing creativity mm-hmm. out in their students and about creative problem solving and thinking. So I think in that case, I think Finland is probably definitely leading the charge with STEM over the U.S.
That sounds great. Well, you know, one of the reasons why I think it's important to look at that is because otherwise it becomes almost natural for us to fall into a sense of complacence. Since we do lead the world in many areas, it's very easy to fall into the trap of believing that we lead the world in every area. And so, well, you know, if we're doing this, then we're the best in the world. So, you know, I'm sure we're doing great, is sort of the natural sort of thought process. And I think it's important to look at that and say, no, we can do a lot better. There are smaller countries, less powerful countries, less wealthy countries, and less developed countries that are devoting an extraordinary amount of resources and effort in promoting STEM education and bringing more girls into science and technology, that we ought to be leading in the world, leading the world in that area as well. So that's kind of the motivation behind my asking that question. Now, in terms of facilities that are available, because a lot of our listeners are business owners, many of them are parents of young girls, many of them are young women themselves. So if a young woman or a girl were to want to persist in STEM education, despite the societal pressures forcing her to go in another direction, what resources are available to counsel, help, motivate, mentor these young women and girls so that they don't lose their way, they keep their enthusiasm and they are able to enter into the fields?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of ways to keep our young girls motivated and interested in STEM. I mean, even taking them to your local science museum. And a lot of times there are reduced pricing for these museums on certain days. It's taking girls out and getting them to ask kind of the question, what if, and being curious. So just even going for a nature walk and observing their surroundings and really asking them about everything that they're observing. It's providing them with female role models. So, you know, if you're a mom and you're in tech or science, any sort of STEM field, it's going to your daughter's school and talking and kind of serving as that role model and letting girls self-cast. So seeing themselves in that position. And I also noticed too, with Venture Lab, the tech dads have been extremely passionate about pushing their girls into different STEM camps. So whether it's a coding camp, a gaming camp, a maker camp, really having encouragement from dads is very important. And then giving girls some early success in actually making and creating. So maybe you can even make a maker space in your house, whether it's crafts, whether it's cardboard, whether it's tools, just going and either making things or taking things apart to see how they work. So it's really about just stimulating that creativity, showing them that they can create things, and just really keeping that kind of scientific curiosity about the world.
Great. I think that's a great idea. Let's take a minute to talk about your journey. How did you come to be doing what you're doing now? How did you start? Give us some insight into your journey. What challenges did you have to face? Were you dissuaded from pursuing a career in science and technology, or was that easy for you?
Well, I grew up, I was one of three girls. My dad was from Mexico, and he had always wanted sons, but instead he had three girls. So he really raised us as boys. He taught us how to change the tires, taught us how to change oil. If we wanted a dollhouse, we actually had to help him build it. He had us playing on the soccer team, the wrestling team. So I think by the time I got to junior high, I'd always loved taking things apart. I loved technology. I loved building. And in junior high, I joined the robotics and engineering club, which definitely was not a cool thing for a girl to do. But I never really saw myself, I guess, as a girl. I never saw the difference between boys and girls. I just always thought I could do whatever I was passionate about. And then went into mechanical engineering as an undergrad student at UT. I really loved building things. Worked at 3M as a product development engineer. And around that time, 9/11 happened. And I wasn't quite seeing how what I was doing was helping society. So I decided to go back to school and get my PhD in biomedical engineering. And I was focusing on lung cancer therapy and nanotechnology. So I ended up starting a nanotechnology company based on my research, and it was creating size and shape specific nanoparticles that preferentially targeted lung cancer tumor tissues. And I did that for a while, and then I really have always loved teaching. So I went to run the Entrepreneurship Center at Trinity University, and I started noticing how hard it was to get girls into my entrepreneurship classes and my engineering classes. And I started actually teaching my 4 and 5 year old daughters about entrepreneurship and technology. And this is really what got me on the path, I guess, of starting Venture Lab, is I wanted to create more confident girls that would be able to pursue careers and leadership positions in STEM or entrepreneurship or whatever they wanted to pursue.
Wonderful. And so, you know, I'm sure one of the most satisfying things about what you do is seeing more girls come into science and technology and pursue careers in that area. Do you have any success stories or examples that you can share with us about perhaps a young girl or a young woman who might not have otherwise considered a career in science and technology, who then, you know, thanks to your efforts, managed to get into science and technology and is now kind of in that area? Anything that you can point to?
Yeah, gosh, there's so many stories. And that's what I love about entrepreneurship. I think it really sparks that interest in STEM. So we had, I think she was 12 at the time. She had a problem. Her family really suffered from obesity, and she wanted to fight obesity for the city of San Antonio and for her family. So she ended up coming up with an idea that would allow you to do more walking and get more points in a game and an app. So we helped her think about the idea, think about the market, work with a company to develop an app. And how it worked is it would connect by Bluetooth to a pedometer in your shoe. So as you did more walking, it would unlock different levels in her game. And as you unlock different levels, you get coupons to, you know, a healthy restaurant, for a smoothie, to go to a museum. And she actually ended up raising over $250,000, developing a beta app, getting on the mayor's fitness council, and just to see her blossom and see her love for solving problems and her love for the ability to use STEM was, I mean, I think really transformational. And for me, it's really, you know, especially working with some more of the disadvantaged girls, seeing that they have never been exposed to entrepreneurship, and sometimes they haven't been exposed to STEM, and they don't necessarily know or believe that they can make a change. So just seeing them transform from these very shy and unconfident girls into someone who is presenting in front of an audience, presenting an innovation or idea that they created, and then selling that, just completely changes their trajectory. So we've had a lot of girls getting college scholarships that never even dreamed of going to college. A lot of them want to go into STEM careers and even start companies. So it's really exciting to see.
That's wonderful. That is really heartening. Great. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Crystal Glanchai. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more of the Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Is your website hacked? Is your website displaying error messages or loading slowly? Even if there are no signs of malicious activity, your site may still be compromised. Websites, like cars, require regular maintenance to perform at their best and not leave you stranded. At Fjorge, our website maintenance experts can help you assess which one of our maintenance plans will best support your needs. Visit fjorgedigital.com or call 612-877-3840 and get the support and protection your website and business deserve. That's fjorgedigital.com.
Thousands affected by Hurricane Harvey urgently need support. Your donation can help the American Red Cross provide warm meals, shelter, and hope to these families. Please donate today. Go to redcross.org. or call 1-800-RED-CROSS or text the word Harvey to 90999. Your support is critical. We cannot do it without you.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
And we're back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. My guest today is Crystal Glanchai, who is the founder of Venture Lab. And it's a nonprofit that runs experiential learning programs. And she's also the director of the Blackstone Launchpad at the University of Texas. So, Crystal, before the break, we were talking about, the exciting idea of many young women who, you know, because of pursuing a career in science and technology have, you know, come out of disadvantages and move forward in their lives and done great things. That's just wonderful to hear. What are you most excited about as it pertains to the future?
Yeah, well, actually, just kind of excitement for new technology in the future. I think we're in a really amazing time. We've had so many technological innovations in the past 10 years. I mean, you know, we can get food delivered on demand. We now have cars that can drive themselves. You know, developments in virtual reality, artificial intelligence. My background being biomedical engineering, I can see so many things in the future, like using 3D printing and virtual reality to design organs, you know, having someone be a drone experience designer or a brain net systems designer. I think there are so many amazing technologies coming out, and I want to make sure that our girls are having a voice in these designs, because I think some of the critical skill sets that are going to be needed in the future are things like empathy, design thinking, creativity, curiosity. So in the future, we're going to have so much technology, and especially with the artificial intelligence and robotics, we're going to need people to serve as interfaces. And I think it's going to be really critical to have female voices in that as well as male voices.
Wonderful. And so for our listeners who might be interested in either Venture Lab or in any of the other activities that you're involved in, that they might be either interested in having young women in their lives, or they may be young women themselves who may be interested in learning more about your work and understanding how they can move forward with science and technology, or there might be, I'm sure there are plenty of our listeners who would be interested to help in whatever way they can. How might they get in touch with you?
Yes, they can get in touch with me by going to www.venturelab.org. I'm also coming out with a book called Venture Girls, and it's how we create confident girl leaders by teaching them the entrepreneurial mindset. You can find that on www.venturegirls.org as well. And yes, we'd love to have people get involved helping teach entrepreneurship and just sparking the fullest potential in our girls.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. And we wish you all the very best. And we'll hope to have you back on the show maybe in another year or so when you can give us an update on how things have progressed with bringing girls into science and technology.
Well, thank you so much. I really enjoyed talking about this. I'm super passionate about this topic, and I hope to be speaking with you in a year.
Thank you. And I think it's a very important topic that we should all be paying attention to, and we're delighted that we could play a small part in spreading your message.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cranberry News Marketing and Cranberry.fm. Rebroadcasts or retransmission of this content without proper consent is prohibited.